Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuba.
Hey. Peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. A lot of running around, work, business, motherhood.
Oh, man.
What?
Said the M word.
I'm hanging in there. And how are you?
I'm good. As good as I'm going to get. Thanks to some iced coffee and caffeine pills, I am here.
Yes, I had one of those big mass hiring events at the staffing agency that I work at the unemployment building mm-hmm. in Newark. So those events is hundreds of people that we have to make sure the application is complete, process, drug tests, initiate backgrounds, take badge photos, do their I-9s. It's just those is one of those work all day, no break, you know.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, that's, you know, making sure people paperwork is straight is a very important gig, especially if they want to draw their paycheck, they want to get their start date accurate, you know, start to work on time and get that money together, you know, so I respect that hustle, that's for sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, like I said, I love what I do. Both of my jobs, I love what I do. They're both, you know, very similar, you know, just a couple of things different, but, I like what I do and I'll continue to do it as long as, I have purpose where I am and I am appreciated of where I am. Cause I'm not going to work. I have a business. I'm not going to work no job where I'm not appreciated or I'm not paid. Right. You know, mm-hmm. but. That's the one story you can tell about that. But.
I hear that. Make sure they got that paper right, or it's gonna be some abuse.
Yes, I'm working 7 days now. I don't know.
Damn, that's abuse in itself. There is such thing as corporate abuse, people.
Yeah, listen, it's seven days. I mean, and then I have two jobs. Just give me strength. I know I don't know how to sit still. It's with purpose. I want to work hard and build a foundation so my children don't have to work so hard when they get older. And I want them to be able to experience things, you know, that sometimes... adults as children didn't get to experience for whatever reason, whether it wasn't mm-hmm. the opportunity wasn't there or the finances wasn't there or whatever. You know, then I got children at two different age brackets. So I like to do stuff all together, but I also like to do things with my youngest in there because that's their age bracket. And then I'm supposed to be planning a a trip. Oh my God, they better hope they make it back with my two oldest. But we're still making decisions with that one. But I'm looking forward to it. I decided this is going to be a yearly tradition for just me and my two oldest girls, you know, to go travel somewhere.
Okay.
And get away from everything for a minute. I've traveled.
Well, that's for sure.
And haven't. I got to get them out of the sphere of the planes. But, okay.
So, mm-hmm.
How are your young
people? Well, that's for sure. Say again.
How are your young teens doing?
They're alive. They're good.
Well, that's always a good thing.
I'm trying not to say too much because we're talking about different forms of abuse tonight, and I don't want to give off the wrong impression. But you know, one of them has he's pushed some buttons today, so I'm just going to leave that there. But yeah, they're good. They're good kids, and they're healthy. They're eating. They're growing, and you know, I'm getting gray hairs in weird spots because of it. So.
You still have some type of sanity left. I mean, because when people be like, "You ain't crazy," I'll be like, "Well, first of all, it's different levels of crazy." But I'm here. I'm sane. You know. I can focus. I can be a law-abiding citizen. You know, I could be a functioning adult. So, but that's another story.
Mm-hmm.
I hope everybody is ready for today's show. It is Therapy Thursday. We are talking about a very important topic. Every now and then, some type of story hits the news. Or some type of media or social media platform, and it gets some of the attention it deserves, but it doesn't get enough attention. So we decided to do a show. We're talking about abuse. We're going to be talking about the different types of abuse. We're going to be talking about ways to get out of abusive situations. We are going to be talking about. We're going to be talking directly to you, abusers. That might not know that you're inflicting some type of abuse, or know you are, and we need you to get it together, because it's a pattern. Our youth is watching, the children is watching, and when we have certain things in our community or in our household, it becomes a generational curse, and we want to break it. We talk about time and time again on this show about certain our youth not having good role models or people with influence or people with in a position of power not using their platform, their power, their position for good to do a better campaign because if we deprogram, re-educate, and certain things become a way of life, then it'll be rare when it happens and it could be addressed and checked at the moment, opposed to like it is nowadays, where things are so normal. Things are so normal that they think that's how it's supposed to be. And that's not the case at all. Children are not seeing their parents, not just their mothers, but their fathers too, being loved correctly, being treated correctly, being respected, and being held to a standard on a certain type of pedestal where they're being getting treated like kings and queens, but also behaving and displaying and showing what it is to be a king and queen. That when they do decide to be it, it's weird, it's different, it's unique when it shouldn't be. It should be a way of life. That's how we all should be being raised, and we should carry ourselves at all times And when we see someone in our circle or in our family or in our neighborhood or on our people in general, we're supposed to be able to lift their heads up, fix their crowns, and put them on that right path so they can be able to, you know, carry themselves and get the to carry themselves and stop praising the knuckleheadedness and the stupidity and the violence and, because some of y'all, I'm ashamed. I'll be back. Sometimes you know what I mean, Kim. You open up that Facebook, you be like, dang. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. You be so disappointed. You be ashamed. You be like, really? This is what they chose to report them for.
Well, you know, some of the things that we're seeing on social media, you know, I look at it sometimes and I think I'm looking at the results of some form of abuse. The low self-esteem, the sadness, the anger, the anxiety, the emotional difficulties, these are all direct effects of abuse or you know, some form of trauma that's taking place at some point in someone's life. You know, you ever see that one person who posts nothing but bad news all day, who posts nothing but memes and quotes about how terrible men are or how shitty relationships are? If you count, go to that person's page, count, just do a tally of how many posts they do on average per day. You see how many of them are positive and how many of them are negative. 9 times out of 10, this person just came through some shit. That's why social media can be so addictive, because bad news spread a whole lot faster than good news. And it's so easy to fall into that negative spirit. So you can get on and, oh, yeah, I concur. And hey, you could be in a great relationship. You could be in a great friendship. You could be in a great place in your life, but you can see this miserable-ass person posting all this negativity and go, damn, yeah, that's true. Now, here you are co-signing something that you ain't been through in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, right? So it's we have to protect our energy. But let's go back a bit and let's identify some of the forms of abuse that causes the behavior. You know, you got the physical abuse, and you know, we're talking about the punching, the kicking, the strangling, the physical restraining of a partner, relative, friend, child, whatever. You know, that also includes reckless behavior. Physical abuse isn't he balled his fist up and knocked you upside your head. It's you are in the car with him and they just start driving crazy and they start acting erratic and they're telling you, oh, I'm going to kill us both. I'm going to take you with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? It happens all the time. You know, and it's that feeling of being physically unsafe. If you know one of those kind of people, you're involved with those kind of people, get away from them and go get help. If you can get them some help, fine. If you can't, get your ass away from them. Because these are the kind of people who you turn on the news and you see. They done took the kids out, the wife out, and himself too. Don't be that. Don't be around that kind of person. Do not let
someone manipulate you to make you feel like it's your fault, to why they are treating you the way they are. Also, do not let someone to allow you to make you feel bad because you want to leave them and put yourself in a better position, because they will do that. Or you're just going to leave me. That's the famous lines. You're going to give up on me? Oh, I need you. I need help. Or you're going to leave me like everybody else did? or it's always works back to them. Because they're not thinking about you when they yelling at you, cursing at you, threatening you, hitting you, beating you down. They're not thinking about you then. They're still thinking about themselves. This is what they want to do. This is how they want to treat you. This is how they feel like you should be punished, or what they feel like, how they feel like you should be treated. It's still them. But they will flip it around and let them manipulate you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The next form of abuse is sexual. And, you know, many of us have experienced it through our life. When we were young, when we were adults, teenagers, what have you. You know, now sexual abuse can be a form of physical abuse. But, you know, we can also put it in a category of both physical and non-physical, because they both have those components to them. It can involve rape, a forced sexual act, or withholding, or using sex as a weapon.
Yeah.
Now,
they don't know they're getting sexually abused, and they are.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes when you're a youth, you know something's not right, but you could be coerced into thinking it is right. And, you know, that can also happen to married women. Now, mind you, whether you're married to your husband or not, if you say no and he takes it anyway, is it not rape? You know, so it's a scary thing. And just to give you an idea, rape didn't become illegal until 1993 between a married couple. It didn't become a law in all 50 states on a federal level until 1993 that a married woman or man could claim that their partner or spouse raped them, and it'd be decided in a criminal proceeding. So that's just give you an idea of where we were and where we are. We hear these scary stories. We see them posted on Facebook about adults and minors and sex trafficking and all the weirdness and all the craziness that's going on in our communities. You know, we hear about the Epstein, Harvey Weinstein, and we hear about the Bill Cosbys and all the other creeps. We have these people in our neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
And the part that gets lost is what happens to these victims. I don't want to call them victims. What happened to these people after the fact, after this person has moved away or been arrested or incarcerated or you moved away? What are some of the things that happens? I mean, you go through this incredible process of either self-recovery or therapy or, I mean, everything. A person can go through various stages. I mean, everything from turning to drugs to compensate for the pain, and you know, some folks have to get on medication because they're going through PTSD. They have to relive these traumas because it's a trauma to the body and the mind, and sometimes the spirit too, and it affects you emotionally. So, you know, what do you think about that, Queen? What do you think some folks should be able to do in terms of how to move forward after something like that?
Well, first of all, you got to allow yourself time to heal. Everybody know I'm an advocate for counseling, you know, going to see a therapist, a psychiatrist. Yes, it's okay to talk to people, but it is better to talk to someone professionally that's trained to do this and that can possibly, you know, see other issues that you might have not known parts of your life that has been affected by it, because sometimes people just think your relationships or your sex life is affected by it, but it's not. That's not the only thing. Also, come up with a plan. Know you have to heal. Give yourself time, because you're not with that person anymore, or if you don't move to another state and you feel like you're not in that environment, it still will follow you. So give yourself time. It's okay to be alone and give yourself the proper time to heal. Also, learn what your triggers are. Because if you don't know what's bothering you, the things that trigger you, or how to get yourself in that right state of mind after you trigger to calm down and kind of bring you back, then when it is time to get with someone else or your support system, which is important too, make sure you allow people that want to be there. So you can also teach them what you're learning about you and what you're supposed to do to get to the next phase in life. You have to teach them so they can know how to deal with things, how they can know how to deal with you. But it's a process, you know. Another thing is, do not ignore the red flag. Because you just pulled yourself out of a situation. And sometimes it's hard for people to pull themselves out of certain situations. But if you pull yourself out of that situation, do not let anybody bring you back down. Red flags, pay attention. I don't care how. And this is for men and women. Because a lot of people, when they hear abuse, whether it's physical or sexually, emotionally, they always think women. No, men go through this as well. You know, that female that you have that got that mouth, every time you turn around, she coming down on you. You all kind of stupid idiots popping up beside your head and everything else is not okay. And that's one of the problems that we have is when it's happening to a woman, you know, is, you know, he ain't fit. He need to be locked up. Leave him. Da da da. But when it happens to a man, it's so you know your girl don't play. She off the hook. It's not any real consequence. It's not any real. Come on, you should leave her. She shouldn't be putting her hands on you. You know. So we got to get that right too within our community as well. Stop thinking it's okay for a female to be putting her hands on a dude. It's not okay either way it goes. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. If he can't put his hands on her, she can put her hands on him.
Yep.
You know? But that's my take on it.
Yeah. It's we have to, you know, getting back to the sexual health, sexual abuse part, we have to watch out for our kids, you know, because we're adults, we're big people, you know, we can endure a lot and get recovery, get help. A child could be experiencing something and they'd be too afraid to tell you, or they could be coerced to not tell you. So we have to, be more mindful, and we have to protect them. I don't know about most places, but there's not one week I can go by without hearing some story of some weirdo in a white van or a car or something patrolling the school kids area and trying to abduct them. I mean, we're living in a strange time, so we have to do a we have to work a little harder than we used to. You know, things ain't like the way it was when we were kids, you know, for us parents out there. You know, when we were able to, we always had weirdos, but it's almost like, you know, the sky opened up and they fell out of somebody's ass. So we have to do a whole lot better with minding our kids, protecting our kids, watching our kids. Yes, you should be checking phones. Yes, you should be monitoring who they're on these video games with, having these chats with. And most importantly, you should be checking their social media to make sure that the people that they think they're talking to is probably who they're talking to, because we aren't the only ones to get catfished. Our children are getting catfished. You know, it's a whole grown-ass man that your 13-year-old son, disguised as a cute little 14-year-old girl, is talking to every day.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be mindful, because the hormone is a powerful thing, and we don't want our young boys and young girls thinking with their nether regions and making bad decisions. And we also don't want them thinking with their hearts either, falling in love or liking someone on the internet, and they turn out to be creeps. So, So let's work on that, because everybody has that creepy bastard in their family or that creepy bastard on their neighborhood. It's okay to report their asses.
Yes, let's go back to the time where the neighborhood knew who the creep was, and they made sure no other kids in the neighborhood went around that person. You know,
we used to beat their ass. That's how we dealt with it in the neighborhood where I grew up in.
And make them all want to come outside to their movie.
There you go. You can't chase kids when you be taking these from you. We have to get back to that. We have to get back to community policing. We have to get back to community protection. We have to get tribal. We can't keep waiting for someone to sweep into our neighborhoods to save us. There ain't no damn Superman. Protect your hood. The men have to stand up, even if it's against your brother. Yeah, that homie that you was cool with, you knew he had short eyes. Remember the term short eyes? You knew he had short eyes. Because while you looking at the big booty girls who's around your age, he's looking at the little high school girl with a little booty on her with a book bag on coming home. You supposed to check that nut then. Those cravings and desires that these creeps have don't die. They grow. And when they grow, they go from being a dude with short eyes to a predator. So we're going to wait for him to hurt somebody before we check his punk ass? See, I don't know what's going on with the brothers in the hood no more, but y'all shoot each other, but y'all shooting the wrong people. How that dude around the corner been getting away with touching people and hurting people and creating traumatic experiences for women and children for all these years, and y'all ain't deal with his ass? You either gonna call the cops and report them, or you take them somewhere and you make them missing. It's just that something.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get no more of this sissified stuff in 2020. 2020 is just vision.
Somebody snap on your shoe, you ready to play?
There you go. All right. And while I'm on my tirade, let's swing into verbal and emotional abuse. As a survivor, you know, some survivors may know. I don't want to call them victims. I like to call them survivors. You know, the words of a loved one or a person you hold in high regards, they can use their words like weapons. They could tear you down. They could make you feel like it could be a family member. It could be a friend. It could be the person you love. It could be anybody that you've given enough power to on an emotional level to listen. Because if they're powerless, you didn't give a shit, you wouldn't listen to them, right? But sometimes people in our lives can tear us down and leave scars and have us thinking something's wrong with us. How many times have you saw a couple out in public or in private, people you may know, and the man's calling her all kinds of dumbasses and dumb bitches, and she's like, she's all mousy and withdrawn, and you know, okay, it starts with words and hands come next.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or the, like you said earlier, the woman who's calling him a dumbass, a loser, a nothing, a nobody. He ain't worth shit. You ain't shit. We have to stop that. we have to find a better way to communicate.
Yeah, and that's why you have these males growing up like that. So that's what they
mm-hmm.
see. Well, the first time they do it when they're in high school with their little girlfriends and whatever, nobody pulls them aside and
mm-hmm.
check them. Listen. So now it becomes a habit. It's by nature. That's their first response. It's within them. It's second nature for them to act like that. And it's not just the people not checking them. It's the people allowing them to do it. Because the first time they do it, if you check them, one or two things going to happen. They're going to not do it again, or they're going to try to do it again, and then you remove yourself completely. You know, a person would do what you allow them to do to you. Because you let that
mm-hmm.
person know it's okay for them to scream at you, cheat on you, hit you, or whatever, then they're going to continue to do it. Make them held accountable.
Yep.
It has to be consequences for the people's actions.
Mm-hmm. And it's highly important to seek help. If you're in a relationship, man or woman, it's okay to talk to a therapist, talk to a friend, talk to your religious leaders, your pastor, your imam, whoever. And sometimes we may need help trying to get some resolution to this. You know, if you're married, go get couples counseling. Because something could have happened in his or her past life. They could have been abused themselves, and they're just acting out the best way they know how. But no one should ever be verbally abusive. Now, some people who know me listen to this, you know I could be verbally abusive. When I am crossed, I am a wholly, entirely different person. There is no breaks to my words. I don't part words. I don't mince words. They become projectiles. And as I get older, I'm trying to do better, especially when in the heat of arguments. You know, especially when you're disagreeing with someone, because it's at that time. Your true strength is your restraint, if that makes any sense. But you have to be able to stop yourself and say, you know what, let me do this differently. Because sometimes if you get caught up, you can say something that may hurt and damage a relationship or a friendship or a bond with somebody that you can't take back. And you're just sitting there looking like, damn, why did I just do that dumb shit? I don't really feel that way. It just came out because I'm angry. And that is the new task for us for 2020. How to control your damn self. Bite your tongue. Walk away. Take a couple deep breaths. Whatever you have to do, we have to at least try. We have to make some kind of effort. We ain't going to always be successful. Some days I'm going to cuss your ass out because you done did something to earn the cussing out. But I'm going to try to at least keep it in the realm of, hey, you were wrong. But, you know, verbal beatdowns, save them for the people who deserve them, not for the people you love.
Yeah, and we all know those type of people that just bring out the worst in us, the people that just irk your soul, that, you know, it's always going to be some type of negativity or argument. It's always going to be something. Just stay away from those people. It's okay to remove yourself or to remove people out of your life, no matter who they are to you. You could have outgrown them if they were a friend, because they named your neighbor. You could be cordial and live in the same space. That don't mean you have to hang with them. I don't care if they are your family. If they're giving you a type of energy or they're treating you a certain way, you do not have to put up with it. I am tired of hearing people say, and believe me, I've been through this with certain family members. Oh, well, that's your family. Or I had an ex that no matter how his sister talked to him, the mother be like, oh, that, you know, that's just how she is. I used to be telling him, like, listen, it ain't, y'all is enabling her to feel like she can say whatever she wants to y'all, but she gonna come across the right one, like me, and she gonna come on her face and say something, and it's not gonna be okay. Because y'all have been thinking that it's okay. And y'all been doing it for once since she was a teenager, now she grown. And then they're getting into stuff with people because of how she interacts with people. So when you have that type of people in your life, you have to remove yourself. You have to say, listen, if you have to fix this or I'm not going to be around. Because sometimes we enable people to act a certain way and not be held accountable. We also allow people to continuously do damage to us because they are family. Or, oh, because that's your friend. You think that's your friend, and you know her for 20 years. But the friendship is one-sided.
Mm-hmm.
Or they always coming down or talking down on you or talking about your relationship or always in your business with something negative. She ain't clapping crazy when you got that promotion, but when she lost the job, she had everything to say about it. You know, when you got pregnant, she didn't congratulate you. She looked at all the negative about it, about who it was with and what she thought the future outcome was going to be like. That's a way of abuse. That also, when somebody is bullying you, that's the type of abuse. Anytime anybody is treating you in a manner that is causing some type of trauma or doing some type of damage to you, it is a form of abuse. It doesn't matter who it is. It could be a teacher to a student. It could be a boss to his employees, his or her employees. It does not matter. You know? So, just keep in mind, look for the red flags. Look for the red flags. Not how somebody interact with you. See how they interact with others.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I agree with everything you said. Which leads pretty much into the mental and psychological abuse. You know, that's the abuse that happens when, through, you know, series of actions and words that wear you down, tear you down over a period of time, and starts to mess with your mental health and your well-being and all that good stuff, and you become a shell of yourself. You start to feel down about yourself. You start to question your own sanity, and you start to think that something's wrong with you. You know, you start questioning your own judgment. You go through all of these different things when someone is constantly nipping away at you. You know what I mean? Look at it, that person that keeps calling you crazy. Not so, oh, girl, you so crazy. Not so, yo, you a crazy bitch, you know that? You know what I mean? When you got somebody who's continuously taking those jabs to degrade you and make you feel like there's something wrong with you. It's not verbal. They're not verbally, straight out verbally abusing you, but they're doing little mind games, doing little stuff, the pettiness. And let me say this. 2018, 2019 were the year of the petties. That's dead pettiness. Pettiness is the biggest form of mental and sometimes verbal abuse that can cause your ass some physical abuse. Stop being so goddamn petty. So for all of you who enjoy being petty, stop. Take a look around. Turn on the news. Look at the world around you. People are dying in the streets for almost anything now. stop putting yourself in a situation to where you feel like you got to be petty and somebody might have to knock your goddamn head off. The world is changing. We got to do better. Because as we're being petty, we're showing our children how to be petty. Ain't nothing to be proud of being petty. There's whole groups on Facebook called Petty This, Petty That, Petty Season, Feels Like I'm Petty, all kinds of stuff about people. And when you go in, what do you say? People doing bids on other people. Someone takes your profile pic or one of your pics off your page and just clowns you. Tit for tat. There's nothing cool about being petty, especially when it comes to someone you're supposed to love, someone you're supposed to care for. You want to be petty to your enemies. Don't be petty to your friends. Don't be petty to the people you love, because all you're showing is how weak you are, how unstable you are, how pathetic you are. Just to regret it and do something dangerous that's going to cost you a friend, a loved one, or even a family member when you could have just shown some restraint. So let's work on that. That is the greatest attack that I see on social media, a petty-ass attack. Because someone did. How many times have you saw an argument break out on social media because someone disagreed with a premise and somebody got mad and said some fly shit?
Mm-hmm.
The next thing you know, it's something about drop your location. Now here comes a fight or a shooting. Or because your ass was petty. That's for kids. Let the kids do that. If we grown, we got to act grown. And let's teach our kids not to do that. So let's focus on ways to stay away from mental and psychological abuse, because it's happening every day. It's happening to our children. We're doing it to our children. If you're going to keep calling your kids stupid every day, what are your kids going to think about themselves?
Mm-hmm.
We're so used to abuse that we're okay with calling ourselves savages. Think about that for a second. That's what they used to call us when we had shackles on a boat. We were savages, unkept, uncivilized. And what do? Call ourselves savages, call ourselves niggas. Call us everything other than kings and queens. Call us everything other than righteous. We call ourselves everything that's unclean. So we have to stop this mental nonsense. It ain't about being woke. It's about being aware. You have to be aware of how not only are people abusing us, we're abusing ourselves, and we're passing that shit on to our kids. You want to touch on that, Queen?
I just think we need to understand certain things that we grew up with. People may have grew up with happening to them, when their parents may have, you know, raised them. Doesn't mean it's the right way. Just remember when you were a child, when somebody did certain things to you, how did it make you feel? So when you go through experience and see how something made you feel, think about that when you try to do it to the next person. The golden rule, do unto others. Just think about how certain things in your life affected you, and think, do you want your child to go through that? The number one issue I have, when it comes to parents dealing with children, is they act like they don't understand. When children do certain stuff, or say certain stuff, they've seen it or heard it from somewhere. They're sponges. They're observing everything that's going on around them. So when they act out on a certain behavior, whether it's, oh, you being too grown, your mouth too sassy, you're crying too much, you're too mean, you're bullying, you're find out the root and have a conversation with them to see where they got it from. Because it might not be in the home, your home. It might be within someone else's home where you send them off to. Or something they're watching on TV. They're getting it from somewhere. So find out where they get it from and go check that person for exposing your child to it. And then also talk to your children and let them know the right and the wrong way to do things. Because when you run around telling her, oh, you're too grown, you're too sassy, you're mouth smart, that's not stopping them from doing it. Because now you're saying, oh, you think you're grown, and eventually they're going to think they're grown. So now they're going to be saying, what do grown people do? Then they're going to start doing stuff like they're grown instead of just talking like they're grown. Because you're telling them, stop letting these little boys think that they some type of punk or sissy if they cry or they express themselves in a certain way. Because then they grow up not knowing how to express themselves. These kids don't know how to communicate because the parents not communicating with them. And they got everything bottled up. So then they become guarded, angry, don't know how to express themselves, got all this pent-up anger, and then exploding in a violence, and they out here being a menace to this community because that's the only way they know how to let their anger out. That's the only how they know how to express themselves. Stop thinking everything is gay. Stop thinking to this is having them think this is the only way that a female is supposed to act versus a male is supposed to act. Let them know how to balance things out. When she a tomboy, you run around calling her, telling her she acting like a little dyke. If he cry, you run around telling him he acting like a little quote-unquote faggot. I hate that term, but whatever. But then y'all confusing the kids. But then y'all not being role models, so now they got to sit up here and look on the outside world on some TV or social media or whatever to see what a role model is. And that's what they thinking. Oh, a female's supposed to act like, a man's supposed to act like. You know, it has to be a balance, you know, so they will know that, for one, everybody don't react to the same thing. Everybody don't, and that's how you were talking about somebody have a disagreement and they want to argue. Teach these people it's more than one way to do things. Everybody have a different opinion. Respect others. You don't have to feel the same way someone else does, but respect how they feel about it. Stop telling somebody how they're supposed to feel about it. Everybody know that's my number one thing I can't stand. Do not tell me how to feel about something. Because if I'm mad about it, is a reason why I'm mad about it. When somebody feels some type of way about something, is a reasoning behind it. You may not understand the reason that they're acting that way, but you can't tell them that they can't feel that way. Then you ask them why they feel that way so they can kind of help you understand why they feel that way. Then, after you understand how they feel that way, you will know what we talked about, them triggers, what not to do, because obviously triggering something somebody feel that way. But you can't tell nobody how to feel about something. You may not agree with how they feel. Now, you could tell somebody is wrong for reacting a certain way. You know, you mad at him, so you want to go punch him in the mouth. Yes, you can tell them you was wrong. You wasn't wrong for feeling upset, being hurt, being angry, but yes, you was wrong for punching that man in the mouth. But you can't tell them they wasn't they had no reason to feel the way they felt. People are entitled to their feelings. People are not entitled to react in certain ways. And they should be held accountable. Yes. Okay. She actually reacted the wrong way. She got physical. So now held her accountable. So now she has to take accountability and she has to apologize. And that's where we go to the ABCs of apologizing. A, acknowledging B, beg for forgiveness, not necessarily beg, but you get where I'm going. And C, change behavior. D, don't do it again. A, B, C, D, is that simple. Because you are truly apologetic for something, you will not keep doing it over and over again. A mistake is not something you do over and over and over again. A mistake is not something you thought about, planned out, you know, was premeditated. That's not a mistake.
No. Hell no.
So.
Hell no.
Okay. You could go ahead, Hakim.
Well, I have. I wanted to get to a question that was sent in. This question is from actually my cousin Jenny, who's listening to it for the first time. Saw it posted on my Hakim Bar page. Hey, Jen. And she asked two questions. One, what is our definition of financial and economic abuse? And could we give some examples of cultural identity abuse, which she keeps hearing about so much at her job?
Okay. Financial abuse. What I would take from that is basically how we run, I mean, I can't be wrong, but my take from it is how we run our finances. Say, for instance, you have a couple, let's say, their finances is mixed together. And that's why we talked about this before, Hakim, with certain people you just don't mix your finances with. You pay what you got to pay, they pay what they got to pay. But when you have a household income and you have one person that's been responsible paying everything, you have one person that's taking advantage of the situation and constantly taking out the things they don't have no business taking out for and not taking in consideration. For one, they probably not even bringing the most money in. But for two, that is damaging the household. I would look at that as a form of abuse because, like we said earlier, it's something that's damaging. This person is constantly taking advantage of the situation and spending the funding inappropriately. Spending habits, period. Would you think some type of addiction will play a part in that, and not necessarily a drug or alcohol addiction? Just kind of like a, because you know people have shopping addictions, people have spending addictions.
Mm-hmm.
Would you think that will fall underneath the line of financial abuse, economic abuse?
Well, yeah, that's a proxy issue. Because someone has a gambling problem and he's your husband or she's your wife and she's clearly throwing money out the window beyond your budget, forcing you to take extra hours, they're hitting you for money, they're forcing you to do to make financial decisions, they're telling you, call and get one quick payday cash loans or pull some money out your 401k, they're abusing you of your finances. Now, when we're talking about the other side of it, you have that controlling situation. Like for instance, when we're talking about in the realm of financial and economic, you work your ass off, you have a joint account, and your husband's telling you how to he wants you to spend your money. No, you can't buy that. No, you can't buy this. No, you're not going to go get that Lexus that you can afford it. You could probably cover it. If you wasn't with your ass, you would already have it. If you weren't with his ass, but he's telling you, no, you're not going to get the 2019 Lexus. You're going to go get that old stinking Lincoln or whatever the hell. You're going to go get that Neon from 2002. Now, you know your money, you know you can afford it, you make good money, but he's telling you what you're going to do or else. You're going to obey, right? No, you can't go shopping with your girlfriends. You don't need to be dressing like them whores, no way. right? So when you have someone who's manipulating your money, your credit, and if it's not conducive to your self-sufficiency on an economic financial level, then guess what? You're being abused. That person gonna tell you what to do with your money, and mm-hmm. to put conditions on your money. The money that's now he can go get himself a new pair of Jordans. They just came out, but you can't go get them Manolos from off Posh. That's half off. Right? You can't get the Manolos usually 16, but that girl put them on Posh for 800. I wanted them things my whole life. I got the money saved up. So I'm getting them beautiful shoes half off. And he tells you no. Who the fuck is you going in them shoes? Better take your ass on down to Payless before all the stores close. There's only like two Payless left in the country, but to get one. Macy's got a good sale. So it's about him telling you how to use your money. It benefits him, it abuses you. That's how you know the difference. And if he has some kind of addiction, whether it's narcotic, gambling, or whatever, he could just have a bad, like you said, bad shopping habit. I've been a victim of that. Hell. You know, everybody has their vice. If one of the vices for a person is radical spending, and you're connected to this person and you find them spending your money, you're being abused. So, now she also asked about cultural identity abuse. We got about 3 minutes, so you want to take a quick shot at that?
Sure. Or you want me to touch on it based on it first?
Well, it's up to you. I can, you know.
You can do it.
When it comes to cultural identity abuse, when it's when someone, especially in a corporate setting, and I know you mentioned your job because they're actually teaching, they're actually forcing many employees to go to these type of classes. For instance, Donald Trump likes to call Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas, right? That's one form of abuse. Someone throwing a pot of chicken, throwing a bunch of KFC. Come on, I know you people love this watermelon and chicken, so here you go. Someone telling a gay person, you got to do X, Y, and Z, or I'm going to out you. So those are some of the ways someone could use your identity in an abusive fashion on a cultural level. And remember, your culture is how you live, your way of life.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, Queen, we're down to 140.
But that does happen all the time. But set the tone, don't let anybody get away with it. If you experience it, report it to the appropriate people. A lot of companies do have places that you can do it anonymously if you have a fear of being retaliated against as far as your job. But yes, I want to thank great show, Hakim. I want to thank everybody for listening. I also want to thank the questions, the comments on the social media pages. I appreciate every last one of you. Make sure you share this episode and invite people to like the page. Anybody want to be a guest? Any questions you want to ask, topics, because remember, we do have a Q&A session coming up. Hakim, any last words?
Yeah, I want any. If you've experienced any form of domestic abuse, sexual abuse, if you need help, you can call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233. And also you can Google some of your local locations for help if you believe that a young person has been sexually assaulted. You can always call the police. Call your you know, let someone know, ask for help. And that's all I got to say.
Yes, they also have a website, thehotline.org, where you can chat live with someone. And a chat is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So, people, be proactive. See how you can get help if you need help, get involved, and be safe. We are supposed to watch out for our people and constantly help each other grow and elevate. So that concludes our show for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.